From International Decade for People of African Descent Assembly, Guyana.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. The following statement is presented by the International Decade for People of African Descent Assembly, Guyana, IPADAGI. IPADAGI comprises 78 non-governmental organizations and is committed to the pursuit of the goals of the decade. However, the government of Guyana seeks to decimate it by defunding the organization without merit or justification. In Guyana, the contribution of the people of African descent to its post-emancipation development in particular is either not recognized or is subject to degrading revisionism. We draw attention to this body to the concluding observations of the recent Human Rights Committee hearing on Guyana under the ICCPR in 2024, and I quote, "The committee remains concerned about the absence of comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation that may extend beyond discrimination in employment, provide full and effective protection against all forms of discrimination prohibited under the covenant, including direct, indirect, and multiple discrimination," unquote. African Guyanese are its daily victims. The Durban Declaration of 2001 and the United Nations Declaration of 2013, respectively, call for the inclusion of history in its school curricula, a victim-centered approach to its delivery. Practical measures such as the teaching young people the importance of tolerance and respect and the promotion of greater knowledge and the respect for diverse heritage, culture, and contribution of the people of African descent. Unfortunately, the United Nations call has not been heeded by the government of Guyana. This has resulted in the perpetuation of an identity crisis, non-recognition, injustices, and underdevelopment of the people of African descent writ large. This adds up to systemic discrimination. In Guyana, even the courtesy of a meeting with the government to advocate for a plan of action for the decade and the introduction of history of the people of African descent into the school curricula in particular has been denied. The forum is therefore challenged to call upon the state parties to redress this injustice, and in that regard, IPADAGI, I thank you.